If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Max Living Radio Show with your host, Dr. Nick Barnes.
Welcome, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm your host and also the owner of Health From Within. We are a local health center here in the St. Louis region, bringing you truth about health and healing on the airways. We got an awesome new show lined up for you today. Talking about a lot of taboo things right now in our culture when it comes to health and what we're doing, what we're not doing, what's working. And, you know, how did we get to this point in our culture when it comes to just missing the mark on health altogether? A lot of people are living in life in this dim state, right? Where imagine a room with a dimmer on the light switch, and we're just living life in this dimmed state. You know, my goal with what I do in the office every single day, with what I do virtually across the country right now to help patients, and obviously what I'm doing with the radio show is to try to reach the unreached. Listen, that's why I get up in the morning, is to literally reach the unreached so that we can live to our God-given potential, so that we can live life abundantly. Really, you deserve to live an abundant life when it comes to health and all the things you want to achieve and really do what God has called you to do. I want that for my family. I want that for my friends. I want for the people that I see in the office every single day. I want that for you. Why? Because I feel like we deserve it. I believe that God designed us to achieve and be present and be well. And I believe that because our body is designed to heal. It desires to heal. And in all reality is that we've kind of accepted this dim state. And so I want to brighten the room. I want to brighten your health. I want to take the dimmer off the switch and have the blaring light in your house, in your rooms, in your life. I want you to be that light of health and healing. Now, when I say that, it doesn't mean things are perfect, right? We are going to get sick. We will pass away someday. But if we can strive and shoot for a life that is a vibrant, a vitalistic, holistic life with minimal and or no use of drugs or surgery, why would we not want that? Listen, the reality is we all want that. We make up 5% of the world's population. We take 80% of the world's drugs. Obviously, we know we are in a crisis here in America. And as you guys can see, things are not getting better. They're actually getting worse. And unfortunately, I'm seeing that with our health. And, you know, I've been in practice now for 15 years, which is crazy to say that on the air. I've been on the radio for about 13 years. And so what's wild is this, is in the last 15 years of my career, I've seen people accept a lower level of health just because it's their age or their genes or what's happened to them. Listen, I'm here to tell you that miracles happen in the flesh. Seriously, I see miracles happen where people get off medications, they reverse degeneration, they cancel the surgery that they're supposed to have for years. Their families come back together. I see literally cancer goes away. I see immune system improvement. I see amazing healing potential in patients. And I'm not healing them, by the way. I'm not doing these miracles. Their body's healing itself the way God intended it to. And so, you know, whenever people have accepted certain lack of 100% health, so sickness, when they've accepted sickness or dysfunction or disease, I'm here to say, listen, if you've accepted it without trying anything, we got problems. We got to realize that the body needs no help to heal. It just needs no interference. So my question for you is, what are you doing to interfere with this? What are you doing to interfere with your health? What are you doing to interfere with your life? And are you willing to take a stance, do something different? I truly believe that many people just don't know. what to do to get well. I feel like that's the majority of people. I do think, though, once we do know, it's time to take action. Listen, I'm telling you right now, if you've ever heard something that's going to be good for you, a vacation, saving money, coming to an office, getting off medications, if you've ever heard something that's going to benefit your life in a positive way, every day you don't take action, the chances of you ever doing it go down significantly. Research shows that if you wait 3 days to do anything, it's going to benefit your life significantly. The chance of you ever doing it go down by 75%. That's crazy numbers, that's crazy statistics, but just think about that, right? I should get healthy someday. Oh, I want to lose weight. Oh, I want to, you know, start saving money. Oh, I want to go on vacation. Oh, I want that. We want these things, but are we willing to do what it takes to get there? Are we striving for that? Are we thriving for that? And, you know, today on the show, we're talking about some symptoms and some diagnosis that we've been really inundated with lately, and we're helping seeing some amazing results, which is great. And we'll start off right off the bat to get everyone uncomfortable. Erectile dysfunction. ED is one of the fastest rising dysfunctions when it comes to health in our country. It's scary, actually. So right now, as of 2019, so this is about four years behind, they say that a third of men are currently experiencing erectile dysfunction. It's absolutely insane. A third of men, one third of relationships are not well in that department. And so my thing is this, is why? How do we get to this point where we're accepting this symptom and diagnosis? And first and foremost, as a man speaking, it's probably embarrassing. It's probably insecurity. I mean, it creates a whole host of emotional stressors, not just for the man, but for his partner, right? For her significant other. And so I want to hit this with sensitivity, because the reality is that it's getting out of control, and everyone's just getting on medication. And the reality is the medication causes other side effects and symptoms. And so it's something that we gotta recognize. It's something that we gotta really put some energy into. And how do we get to that point? How do we actually address this? And there's clinics popping. There's men's vitality clinics. There's women's vitality clinics popping up everywhere. There's hormone clinics. People are getting pellets in their butt. They're getting they're taking the medication. They're taking the patches. They're taking the creams. And some of that stuff works, but it's not really getting to the root cause of the potential problem. And so here's some things. Okay, I'm going to go over some obvious things here. What they found is that there's actual causes of ED that most people aren't correlating to that, and most people aren't addressing. So, like, one of them is heart disease, atherosclerosis, and or a history of that. So you may not be having a heart attack now, but if you had it in the past, that can actually affect things below the belt, right? High cholesterol, high blood pressure, and the medication that you take to reduce it. That's what people don't recognize. The medication can actually cause of the treatment of blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes can actually cause ED as well. Obesity is going to impact that. Why? Because it's a metabolic syndrome. It's a metabolic disorder. Obesity is not just about the number on the scale. It's what comes with it, right? It's the excess weight. It's the increased blood pressure. It's the high insulin levels. It's everything that comes along with that. So it's not like, oh, someone's overweight, so they have ED. That's actually not the case. It's the metabolic and or hormone imbalance that's caused by not having a healthy lifestyle, which then leads to ED. Parkinson's can do that. MS, prescriptions, medications can do this as well. Tobacco can cause that. Alcoholism and a form of substance abuse, sleep disorders. If you're not sleeping, your sex hormones are not going to be well. Really, when it comes down to ED, it's a sex hormone issue, right? And so ED is not just for men. Women actually can have sex hormone issues too, testosterone, estrogen imbalance, whole host of other issues, which we're going to get to on the show today, which do impact moods, energy levels, and sex drive. You know, so we got to make sure we're addressing that as well. Treatments for prostate cancer or a potential prostate cancer risk, surgeries in the pelvic area. Even I've seen surgeries that have been done on patients for men for hernias in the past, and all of a sudden, like, that's an issue now. So we got to address that. And then, of course, low testosterone. Some other things that are going to cause ED are going to be depression and anxiety can affect this significantly, and stress. The reason is, if you're in a stressful fight or flight state, the reality is your body doesn't want to even think about the sex hormones being created. So we got to remember that if we're living in a stressed state, our body's not going to want to even go there. Right? And your mind might want to, but it's usually forced because the other hormones are taking over your body, right? So, we just think about some things that can cause this. Let's get to the root cause is my thing. And the root cause is not taking medication. If someone has all these issues and or some of these issues that we just talked about, that could be the causation of what's happening. And so if we just run to the urologist, or if we go to a men's clinic and they put a pellet in our butt or they give us a cream or whatever that is, that will patch the wound, right? That will give us a Band-Aid. And some of you might be doing that now. Some of you have considered it. Some of you are saying, I'll never do that. Listen, I'm telling you, when it comes down to it, that there's other things you can do in conjunction with and or instead of that are going to actually promote your health, which is huge. It's going to promote your health, right? And that's what we want to do. So we have an awesome system in our clinic where literally you don't even have to be at the office, and we give you it's a three step approach, right? There's specific supplementation, high dosing supplementation that you're going to want to do. There's specific at home equipment that actually can help with this, which is newer on the market, but it's seeing amazing results. And then the third is just. We're there online to help you, right? Obviously, we're a chiropractic clinic, but we see so many, a whole host of other health issues. This is what we've seen is that the online wellness support that we will offer you, the nutritional component that's next level, clinical grade, insane quality of supplementation, and the equipment that you would have at home to actually help. People are seeing some amazing results. And this is the thing. I think the biggest thing that kind of comes along with this and why I'm sensitive to ED is that whether you're listening to this for your partner or potential partner, or maybe you're listening to this and it's you or someone you know and you're like, oh, this is embarrassing. I mean, the reality is that complications with this significant symptom can cause issues with relationships. It can cause stress or anxiety. It causes embarrassment, low self-esteem. Inability to get your partner pregnant if you're a younger couple. Like, you guys, we got to think that this is just way more than a taboo topic. I mean, this is changing relationships. And if we can help a relationship or help a man with his confidence, like, I'm gonna do that, right? We're gonna do that. And what's cool with this is that you can come into the clinic and I can meet you face to face and we can see how to kind of navigate that and get you started with this new program that you would be doing at home, or you can even do it virtually with me. So you can kind of stay out of the clinic. It's more private. It's just between you and I and HIPAA compliant. And so we can get you the program you need and you can just do it on your own. It's super easy to do and people are seeing some great results. So if this is for you, or maybe a loved one, maybe your partner, and you're like, let's just give this a shot. It's super results driven, right? Which is great. I just want to do it to help you, right? So if you text or call in right now, I will schedule a virtual consultation with you. And we will talk about the program and how to get you plugged into it. And like I said, this is on your own. It's at home. Super easy to do. And people are seeing great results. All you got to do is this. If you or someone you know is struggling with ED and you want to see if we can help them, text in right now, text in ED, and I'll get a consultation set up for you with me. It's a free consultation. See if we can help you. The number is 314-323-7214. Call that number, text that number right now, and we'll get an online virtual consultation set up with me. Once again, 314-323-7214. We'll be right back after break. It's a living thing.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off every plan. Terms and conditions apply.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts. It's a terrible thing
to lose. Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. You're listening to the Maximizing Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm your host and also the owner of Health From Within. We are a health center here in St. Louis. I'm so glad you guys have been listening to the show. We got a lot of calls and texts over the break to get that consultation set up with me. The number two call and text to get that consultation set up with me is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. Guys, I'm telling you, people need what we have. And what's awesome is that really is a three-pronged approach. It's what we do in our office. It's what you do at home. And of course, it's a nutritional grade supplementation that we're teaching you how to use and eat and how to eat, what food to eat, how to move, how to detox, all those things, right? So my thing is, this is what we do. It's what you do, and it's what you put in your body. It's all of an online platform to help you reach your goals and reach your potential. That's what this is all about. How do we get you to reach your God-given potential without the use of drugs or surgery? And I want you to be the healthiest person when you go to see your medical doctor. I want your medical doctor to be like, I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it. Keep doing it. Keep doing it. And our patients are like, that's what will happen. Our patients will say, like, my MD says, what are you doing? And then they tell them that they're at a chiropractic health center doing these specific programs and what we teach. And they're like, there's no way, but whatever, keep doing it because you're the healthiest person I've seen today. I mean, that's what we're seeing. These number people's blood work is getting better. The weight is coming off. They're literally anti-aging. it's crazy. And I laugh about it because it's such a blessing to see people reach their 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. And they're the best looking person in the room. They feel the best about themselves. They look the best. And you know what? They're happy with their journey. And I tell you, it doesn't happen by chance. It takes work. And that's what I want to instill in you as a listener today, that wherever you are today, there's still hope. If you are on tons of medication, you're 50 pounds overweight, if you're depressed, anxious, you're just dealing with whatever issue you've been dealing with for so long, whether it's headaches, low back pain, hormone problems, knee issues, shoulder issues, sleep problems, blood pressure, cholesterol, you name it. If you've been dealing with it for so long and you've accepted that's just how it's going to be without trying anything different, guys, it's time to wake up. Listen, if you fall down that medical path of, hey, just be on this for the rest of your life, you're going to be like every other American. You're going to become a statistic, and that's what we don't want you to do. We want to be not come a statistic. We want to be the opposite of what the normal person is doing. If you're going with the current, you're going the wrong direction. Mark Twain said that. So we got to go in the right direction, which is against the current. If you're in line with the medical doctors and the medical system, I should say, is headed, you are headed down the wrong path, and you got to do something drastically different to change the results that you want and what you desire. And so one of the topics we're talking about last segment was ED, erectile dysfunction. Well, we're also going to talk about women's hormones and women's vitality. And I'll tell you, the biggest issue that we see is that we blame, I've seen women and or their doctors blame women's issues, hormone issues on menopause. Now, don't get me wrong. There's a ton of hormone changes that happen with women every single month. And especially changes of life, they're going to be more drastic, right? Drastic things will change with women's hormones, but that's how God designed it, right? So if you're having a ton of hot flashes and it's not going away, if you feel anxious, depressed, if you don't feel like yourself, if you don't feel like, you know, you are who you thought you've always been, if you just feel like different, and you're like, I'm sick of this. I can't believe this, right? It's time to wake up and say there's things that can change. There's things that you can do to change this, right? And so when hormone levels are changing, we got to understand what's happening. So with menopause, estrogen levels drop, and this can make you less interested in sex and cause other physical issues, right? Cause pain. It can be just like a lack of desire. Many women, though, will tie in other emotions to that. And that's one of the things we got to watch out for. So lagging libido is one thing, but when we tie in anxiousness and depression and lack of sleep and irritability and frustration to that. Listen, it's a big bucket of a lot of hormone stuff, right? So we got to start to delineate really what's going on. And just this is one of those things that, you know, I talk about with men in the office. I talk with some men over the break about this, that listen, there is a mental component to this, an emotional component, because listen, if you don't have the ability to have the sex drive, and or if you don't have the sex drive because of hormones changing, we got to understand that there's things that are tied to that, right? So there's some causes that would lead to a low sex drive, like mental health conditions such as anxiety or depression. As I said about this for men, that if you're in a fight or flight state, if you're chronically stressed and you're anxious and depressed, that's going to literally decrease your sex hormone drive. Why would your body want to be in a fight or flight state, for instance, being chased by a bear, and then have sex at the same time? Like it's just not going to happen. So obviously, once again, just disclaimer, it's a taboo subject. It's a taboo thing. But I'll tell you right now, intimacy is a significant component of a relationship, and it's a big component for our mental mindset, right? Poor body image is another cause of lower sex drive. So this is the thing. It's not being overweight. It's the poor body image that's causing a low sex drive. So we get to some things that can help with that. Low self-esteem. History of abuse to yourself or from other people. And then past negative experiences where we kind of just, you know, we kind of shell up, right? Or we put a wall up and put our guard up. And obviously it could cause a lot of things, right? So sometimes counseling is the way to go for this. But there is a physiological component that is occurring in a woman's body that's causing low libido. And I think it's okay to actually put a label on that. Now, this is the thing, though, for the women that come to the office to tell me that, or to call on the radio show and tell me that, there's things that you can do. There's things that you can do. High dosing supplementation. There's specific foods. There's specific protocols that we teach in our office that can actually help balance your hormones, which then in turn increases your libido. Right. This is the thing. We got to understand what leads to this, though. I think putting a label on that, like I have low libido, that's a healthy thing to do, because you're actually putting something to what you have. And the concern is if we say, well, I just have a low sex drive, and then like just ignore it. That's my concern. I feel like our culture has done that, and or we get a pellet or a cream or take a testosterone injection, whatever it is, right? And I'm not saying all that's bad. I'm just saying we got to understand what may have led to this, because those are all band-aids, right? Those are all band-aids. We got to figure out what may have led to a low libido and start to tackle it. Because I think accepting it, that where you are is one thing, but accepting for long term where you want to be is just completely wrong. And I think our culture has done a poor job of just doing that. And our society said, well, that's just going to be you, because it's pretty normal. And so, you know, what are some things that can cause a low sex drive, right? Diabetes is a big one. If our blood sugar's off, if our blood pressure's out of control, if we're on insulin, you know, if we're taking other medications that would cause our insulin or our blood sugar to drop, that can actually cause a big issue for women and men, but specifically in this topic, we're talking about women. And so that could be a combined issue, right? If you have diabetes, that could be the causation of low libido. So this is why we got to really pause, reflect, see what you're currently doing, what you've been diagnosed with, what are you struggling with. And we can't compartmentalize that, because that's going to directly impact our sex hormones and our libido. It just is, right? You know, I think medications is another one we got to watch out for, right? Depression medicines are a big one. So if you're on depression medication, that can directly impact the libido drive. So we got to be careful with that and understand that there could be a causation. This should bring hope to you. I'm not trying to discourage you. I'm trying to say, well, there could be a cause that's right in front of you. We're just kind of not even realizing it. And even just surgeries, past surgeries in that area, past issues your body's been through, pregnancies, struggles, C-sections, all those things can actually cause a physical risk of having low libido. So we got to be careful for that. And looking back at libido, we got to look back at what your body's been through for the last 30 years. I mean, this is a big thing, right? What have you been through hormonally? What are you struggling with? what are some things that you may not even cause to this? There might be a stress that happened 15 years ago that's causing a lot of issues for you. And so this is more common than you think. And if we actually look at those numbers right now, research shows that there's 27% of women before menopause have a low sex drive, right? So let's just round it down. So one out of four women have a low sex drive. Research has shown that. So 25% of women have a low libido. So you're not alone in this. Okay. That's why I'm sharing those numbers. Now, this is what's crazy is that's before menopause. After menopause, 50% have a low libido, right? So that's wild. So it doubles just by a hormone change. So to me, that says, okay, well, there could be some hormone imbalances going on that you should be able to bounce back after menopause and sometimes be in a better position, honestly, hormonally, if your body goes through it naturally. And so I'm here to tell you that there's ways around this. You can definitely get your libido back. And it comes down to really a three-pronged approach, right? One is, of course, some of the things that we see in our office when it comes to chiropractic, spinal damage can actually cause an issue with libido, right, and hormones. So if your thyroid's off, if your cortisol levels are off, it's going to affect your sex drive. It just is, right? So we got to make sure what we do in the office from a chiropractic perspective is in place. Secondly is making sure you're eating the right foods, right? You're eating the right foods, and more importantly, you're taking specific supplementation that's going to actually help your vitality. It's going to help your vitality, and it's also going to help your libido, right? And that's what we teach that, and we get it in your hands, and it's awesome. We've seen some amazing results with that from what our patients say. And then thirdly is really moving, exercising, and really making sure that we know that you're exercising on a daily basis, getting those hormones balanced, getting testosterone up, really getting your libido in place. And what I love about this is that most women want to lose 10 pounds, right? Men want to lose weight too, but most women say, I just want to lose 10 pounds or more, right? I'll tell you, when you start to do one thing that's going to impact your health, let's just say getting adjusted or taking a specific clinical grade supplementation to help with vitality and libido, and on top of it, you're moving and you're eating the right foods and you're detoxing and you're doing all these things. What's cool is this: when you start to attack one of the symptoms that you have by getting to the cause of it, everything else gets better. It's a little secret, okay? If you start to focus on one specific symptom and or dysfunction in your body, the same principles apply across every other area of body. Listen, if you're taking the right supplements to help with your hormones, if you're starting to get your spine taken care of and adjusted, if you're exercising like you should, if you're taking specific antioxidants, and you're doing all those things, this is going to happen. Your libido is going to increase. Your self-esteem is going to get better. Your mental health is going to get better. You're going to sleep better. You'll probably lose 10 pounds. You'll get rid of that sciatic pain that you've had for years. Your hormones will be more balanced. You'll be happier. You'll be less anxious. Like, that's what we see in our office, where someone will come in with, like, let's just call it headaches. You know, it happened this week, actually. We had a 50-year-old woman coming with headaches, and she has them about every third day. So, you know, about 2 to 3 a week. And she goes, it's okay, I just take Excedrin migraine. I go, how long have you been having these, though? She goes, well, I've had them for about 10 years. I go, so you, for 10 years, you've had about 2 or 3 headaches a week. She goes, yeah, it's not that big of a deal. I go, it's a huge deal. Your body's been yelling at you for so long that something's wrong. She goes, well, yeah, I'm here for my headaches, but I also have thyroid issues. I want to stay off thyroid medication. I want to get my gut right. I want to lose weight, blah, blah, blah. I go, listen, your body's yelling at you that something's wrong. You want all these things. I want those for you. But what's going to happen in our clinic is we're going to look for the root cause of all these issues, and we're going to actually start to address them, starting with the nervous system and spine through chiropractic care, specific supplementation, and at home care. And what's going to happen is this, is you're going to see your life change. So we get her spine checked with a full set of x-rays. We see what her spine looks like. We see her nutrition is bad. We see that she's got other thyroid issues going on with the questionnaire that we have you fill out. And we start adjusting her. And literally after the third adjustment, she goes, wait, Dr. Nick, you didn't tell me I was going to have more energy in the morning. I'm like, yeah. She goes, you didn't tell me that, like, I'm going to sleep better. Yeah. She goes, you didn't tell me I was going to have a better bowel movement either this morning. Probably TMI, but you didn't tell me that. I go, sorry. She goes, I came in from my headaches and now everything else is getting better. Listen, if you're listening right now, and that might be you, whether you have a low libido, whether you have headaches, or whether you have spinal damage and you want to see if we can help you, the first step is by scheduling a new patient appointment. So all you got to do right now is call. Normally it's $150 for a new patient appointment. When you call, it's only $60. We'll schedule you right there on the spot. My number is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. We'll be right back after the break. It's a living thing.
It's a terrible thing to lose. Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick. I'm your host and also the owner of Health From Within. We are a health center here in St. Louis area, bringing truth about healing over the airwaves. Guys, if you've been tuning into the show, it's been an awesome show today. We talked about women's libido, moods, menopause. We also talked about men with ED and how prevalent those both are and how it's kind of taboo to speak about. Listen, if you know me well enough on this radio show, if you know me as a you're one of my patients or you know me from the community, listen, guys, I don't shy away from the taboo. Why? Because if we shy away from a taboo stuff and or just real talk, then what are we really doing? Right? What's happening in our society when we can't talk about real stuff? Real stuff, right? When it comes to health, I think, you know, we are counterculture, where we know that, you know, if something's wrong in your spine, that could cause havoc on the rest of your body. If there's something wrong with your hormones, if there's something wrong in your joint, if there's something wrong with your emotional state, if there's something wrong with toxicity, if you're eating like crap, if you're not exercising, if you're not sleeping, all these things affect everything. I don't mean that to overwhelm you, because I use it as a blessing that if you listen to a symptom, it could be the biggest blessing in the world. If you don't listen to the symptom, it's a burden. Why is it a burden? Because it becomes a crisis, and we don't want that for you. I'm having horrible knee pain. I've had it for years. About 25 pounds overweight. I'm on metformin. I'm on medication for my diabetes, and you know I'm just kind of depressed, anxious most of the time. Like I still think you can help me. I'm like, okay, well, have you done anything? She goes, I've tried some stuff. I've tried some medicine the doctors throw at me. I've tried doing some of their blood work, and I've tried physical therapy, and nothing just seems to be working. And I go, all right, Jane. Well, have you tried what we talk about in our office? Have you tried chiropractic care? Have you tried specific therapies that we use on your knee, a soft tissue called shockwave or sound wave therapy? Have you ever used infrared light or E-stem? Or have you ever done like specific clinical grade supplementation to actually address the inflammation in the joints and try to lose weight to help with the actual knee joint? She goes, no. I go, okay, then how do you know if I can't help you or not? I go, what do you have to lose, Jane? She goes, I have nothing to lose. I go, I've done everything, and I don't know why I didn't come to you first. It's time that I figure out what's going on. So she came in the office, did a full exam of her spine, saw damage in her lower back, which was causing gut issues, blood sugar issues, of course, sciatica into her leg. Her knees were a wreck. They weren't healthy at all, just based off of even range of motion issues she was having. And I could see it. I mean, she was walking in the office. You could see how someone's walking with knee pain. And you just feel for them, right? You don't want them to be able to stumble or struggle when they walk, and it's heartbreaking. Like I just don't, because you know it affects every part of their life, right? They think about how long they can walk in the mall. They think about traveling. They think about how long they sit in the car, and we don't want that for people, right? And so when we see people come into the office who are struggling with knee issues and they start to get better, just like her, it's life changing, right? So fast forward, we start to see a weight loss from Jane, right? We start to see she losing weight. We start to see inflammation coming down. She starts to do all the rehab at home, starts taking the clinical grade supplementation, starts getting her spine and or knees adjusted for her visits. And guys, within 6 months, she got her knee pain down to 90% better, literally able to do whatever she wants to do. And you can just see the joy in her face, right? She's gotten off medications now. She's lost weight. She's happier. She can do all the things she wants to do. Now she comes to the office on the maintenance level, and she refers all of her friends and family in there because they're like, she says, you don't have to suffer this way. You don't have to suffer this way. You can improve. You can get better. And so if you're wanting to schedule a new patient appointment to see if we can help you with knee pain, call right now, 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. So like, if you think about what we're currently doing with knee pain, is that we're just avoiding the inevitable. Honestly, we're avoiding the potential surgery, the cortisone shots, the injections, the creams, pills, potions, and lotions to get people through just the day-to-day life. And that's what's sad. And so when we see people on canes or walkers, whether it's temporary or chronic, you know, my heart breaks for those people because I know there's really, who wants to be immobilized? Who wants to be held back from doing the things they love to do? So knee pain is definitely something that is avoidable, one, but two, it is treatable. It is treatable with holistic measures as we teach in our office. And really that's what we want to instill in you as a listener, and for those, for you or your family member, loved ones, that there's still hope. There's hope. There's still hope that's going on. If you've had knee replacements, we still got to make sure those tissues around the knee are healthy and well too, because what I found with the research and the treatments that we do in our clinic now with the shockwave sound therapy, with of course chiropractic treatments, with the anti-inflammatory supplementation that we recommend, and even the infrared light and the ESTEM that people, our patients, use at home for knee issues, is that it's they're getting amazing results. And it's whether your knee has been surgically affected, whether you've had injections before, whether you had serious trauma, the tissues around your knee have to be healthy too to prevent further knee issues from occurring and happening. And so your quadricep, your quads, your hamstring, your calf muscle, your Achilles tendon, even your feet can affect your knees. And so those are things that we're going to be addressing with you as a patient when you come into our office. And so I did want to share a testimony. It's an awesome testimony of someone named Lisa. Lisa came to the office. She was about 50 pounds overweight, and she had just horrible knees. It was one of those things where it was kind of a vicious circle, right, where she wanted to exercise, but she couldn't walk too long. Then she would get sad and depressed about that, and then just be more sedentary, and then she would eat poorly and then gain more weight, and then, you know, do the next resolution or the next weight loss program and the next fad, and then try to lose weight again, but her knees kept hurting her. And so really what we found is that it was just holding her back. And this is what's interesting with Lisa and a lot of our patients I've noticed, is that the knee pain is really not about the knee pain, right? Knee pain is about keeping you from doing what you want to do, and the knee pain is about you keeping you from being the person you believe you've been designed to be. And so Lisa felt that way. She said she couldn't be the grandmother that she wants to be. She couldn't get on the ground because she's scared. She couldn't get up. Her kids wanted to travel with her as she got older, and she just couldn't travel with them because she's worried about how slow she'd be at the airport and didn't want to, you know, really slow down her children and her grandkids. And so you kind of just see this look on her face where she's just been through so much. And she's been to all these specialists, and they say, you know, more surgeries is the answer, more cortisone shots, take this anti-inflammatory medicine for the rest of your life. And she just really wasn't willing to deal with that anymore. And I said, Lisa, what is it now? I mean, you've been dealing with this for over 5 years or longer. Why now are you ready to change? And she said, you know, Dr. Nick, like, I realize that my knee pain is not only affecting my life, it's affecting the people I love's life. And I'll explain it to me. She goes, well, I see the look on my kids' faces. They want to travel with me across the country, even across the world. My grandkids want me to walk with them on the beach, and I just can't. So now I'm ready to actually do something. When it's starting to impact everyone else, that's when I got to do something different. And sadly, for a lot of my patients, it takes that for them to take action. And so if you're listening now and you have kids or grandkids and or a spouse, even just a spouse, and you're not able to do the things you want to do with them, for them, then that means the knee pain that you have and or the symptom or sickness that you have, whatever it is impacting other people's lives. And it's hard to go to bed like that. It's hard to wake up like that. And my encouragement to you is that all bad things that happen to you or, you know, that you choose to do with your lifestyle go in one way, all right, the wrong way. But the good thing is everything you do positive is going to impact not only your life, but everyone's life around you. So there's still time. There's still hope. And listen, you need to change. We need to change. We need to get better. I gotta get to the root cause of this. And so Lisa came in, as I said, we did a full exam of her spine, did a full exam of her lifestyle, and determined where she's having a lot of gut issues. That's why she couldn't lose the weight. She's having a lot of inflammatory problems from some of the treatments that she was getting in the medicine. So got her on good nutritional supplement protocol, started adjusting her spine, adjusting her feet, adjusting her knees, and doing the sound wave therapy to her knees. And listen, Lisa is doing awesome. It's been 3 months and she's about 75 to 85% better on a daily basis. But the biggest thing is this: she's off medication. She's not getting cortisone shots anymore. She's lost 15 pounds. She's able to travel with her family. She's able to be there with her grandkids. And she goes, nothing's holding me back anymore. She goes, yeah, do I have some achiness sometimes in my knees from past traumas?
Yes, but I would say my lifestyle is 100% better, and it's now affecting my kids in a positive way. And so, listen, if you're someone who's been struggling with knee issues or know someone who has, and you really want to get to the root cause of the problem, we have protocols and procedures that we can do with you in the office, things to do at home that are going to get you well. Okay, this is the catch. You got to pick up the phone and call to schedule a new patient appointment. That's the first step. New patient appointments are normally $150, but if you call in right now, it's only $60. So pick up the phone and call now. I'll answer the phone and I'll schedule you. The number to call is 314-323-7214. That's 314-323-7214. We'll be right back after the break. It's a living thing.
It's a terrible thing to lose. Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome everybody listening to the Max Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm your host, also the owner of Health From Within, Family Chiropractic.
Listen, I'm here to help you. I'm here to change your life. We've had so many people calling in over the break and literally getting scheduled in the office, getting their family scheduled, getting their spouse in the office. Today's been a great show. It's been a show about taboo, right? Now, the first topics we were talking about was ED for men and how erectile dysfunction can affect so many things, but there's actually causes of it, and there's things that we can teach you and how to do and things that we offer in our office that helps you get you ready to go. So if you or someone you love know is struggling with low sex drive and or ED for men, I'm sorry, then obviously call in right now, text in right now. We'll do a virtual consultation or an in-person consultation, whatever you prefer. And we'll get you what we need to get your things done at home and just get you back where you need to be. So the number to call and or text for ED, 314-323-7214. It's 314-323-7214. We also talked about women's libido or women's hormones and how they're affected by the things that we do in our culture or don't do. And we talked about resources for that, right? And what we do in our offices. And we're seeing results with libidos increasing and things you can do at home that are going to help. And listen, if you're a woman, you've been through menopause and or you're premenopausal and it's affecting your mood, anxiousness, depression, if you have crazy hot flashes, if you can't sleep at night, if you have a low libido and you want to increase the libido, there's things you can do naturally that helps with that. Once again, that number is 314-323-7214. We also talked about knee pain. Now, why is knee pain taboo? Knee pain is taboo because as a culture, we've accepted it. It's just okay to age. It's just okay to damage our knees. It's okay just to waddle around. It's okay to not be able to travel or not sit because you're knee pain. Listen, guys, we have to start to literally stop that excuse. Like, we got to stop having excuses for our lack of mobility or lack of healing. If you have knee pain, we have a solution for you. We know we can help with that drug or surgery. We do things in our office that are going to help with this. Teach you how to do things at home. And listen, it gets you where you need to be. You get to lose weight. You get to lose the inflammation in your joints and your knee pain starts to reduce. Who doesn't want that? Everyone wants that. Everyone wants that, right? So if you have knee, if you or someone you love has knee pain.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. As we approach America's 250th anniversary, now might be the time to go back and learn how we got here. With more than 200 episodes, you can binge your way, decade by decade, defining event to defining event, from the founding into the 20th century. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Listen to the Max Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick. I'm your host and also the owner of Health From Within. We are a health center here in the St. Louis area, bringing truth about healing over the airwaves. Guys, if you've been tuning into the show, it's been an awesome show today. We talked about women's libido, moods, menopause. We also talked about men with ED and how prevalent those both are and how it's kind of taboo to speak about. Listen, if you know me well enough on this radio show, if you know me as a you're one of my patients, or you know me from the community, listen, guys, I don't shy away from the taboo. Why? Because if we shy away from a taboo stuff and or just real talk, then what are we really doing? Right? What's happening in our society when we can't talk about real stuff? Real stuff, right? When it comes to health, I think, you know, we are counterculture, where we know that, you know, if something's wrong in your spine, that could cause havoc on the rest of your body. If there's something wrong with your hormones, if there's something wrong in your joint, if there's something wrong with your emotional state, if there's something wrong with toxicity, if you're eating like crap, if you're not exercising, if you're not sleeping, all these things affect everything. I don't mean that to overwhelm you, because I use it as a blessing that if you listen to a symptom, it can be the biggest blessing in the world. If you don't listen to the symptom, it's a burden. Why is it a burden? Because it becomes a crisis, and we don't want that for you. I'm having horrible knee pain. I've had it for years. About 25 pounds overweight. I'm on metformin. I'm on medication for my diabetes, and you know I'm just kind of depressed, anxious most of the time. Like, I still think you can help me. I'm like, okay, well, have you done anything? She goes, I've tried some stuff. I've tried some medicine the doctors throw at me. I've tried doing some of their blood work, and I've tried physical therapy, and nothing just seems to be working. And I go, all right, Jane, well, have you tried what we talk about in our office? Have you tried chiropractic care? Have you tried specific therapies that we use on your knee, a soft tissue called shockwave or sound wave therapy? Have you ever used infrared light or E-stem? Or have you ever done like specific clinical grade supplementation to actually address the inflammation in the joints and try to lose weight to help with the actual knee joint? She goes, no. I go, okay, then how do you know if I can't help you or not? I go, what do you have to lose, Jane? She goes, I have nothing to lose. I go, I've done everything, and I don't know why I didn't come to you first. It's time that I figure out what's going on. So she came in the office, did a full exam of her spine, saw damage in her lower back, which was causing gut issues, blood sugar issues, of course, sciatica into her leg. Her knees were a wreck. They weren't healthy at all, just based off of even range of motion issues she was having. And I could see it. I mean, she was walking in the office. You could see how someone's walking with knee pain.
And you just feel for them, right? You don't want them to be able to stumble or struggle when they walk, and it's heartbreaking. Like, I just don't, because you know it affects every part of their life, right? They think about how long they can walk in the mall, they think about traveling, they think about how long they sit in the car, and we don't want that for people, right? And so when we see people come into the office who are struggling with knee issues and they start to get better just like her, it's life changing, right? So fast forward, we start to see a weight loss from Jane, right? We start to see she losing weight. We start to see inflammation coming down. She starts to do all the rehab at home, starts taking the clinical grade supplementation, starts getting her spine and or knees adjusted for her visits. And guys, within 6 months, she got her knee pain down to 90% better, literally able to do whatever she wants to do. And you can just see the joy in her face, right? She's gotten off medications now. She's lost weight. She's happier. She can do all the things she wants to do. Now she comes to the office on the maintenance level, and she refers all of her friends and family in there because they're like, she says, you don't have to suffer this way. You don't have to suffer this way. You can improve. You can get better. And so if you're wanting to schedule a new patient appointment to see if we can help you with knee pain, call right now, 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. So like, if you think about what we're currently doing with knee pain, is that we're just avoiding the inevitable, honestly. We're avoiding the potential surgery, the cortisone shots, the injections, the creams, pills, potions, and lotions to get people through just the day-to-day life. And that's what's sad. And so when we see people on canes or walkers, whether it's temporary or chronic, you know, my heart breaks for those people, because I know there's really, who wants to be immobilized? Who wants to be held back from doing the things they love to do? So knee pain is definitely something that is avoidable, one. But two, it is treatable. It is treatable with holistic measures, as we teach in our office. And really, that's what we want to instill in you as a listener, and whether it's for you or your family member, loved ones, that there's still hope. There's hope. There's still hope that's going on. If you've had knee replacements, we still got to make sure those tissues around the knee are healthy and well too, because what I found with the research and the treatments that we do in our clinic now with the shockwave sound therapy, with, of course, chiropractic treatments, with the anti-inflammatory supplementation that we recommend, and even the infrared light and the E-stem that people, our patients use at home for knee issues, is that it's they're getting amazing results, and it's whether your knee has been surgically affected, whether you've had injections before, whether you had serious trauma, the tissues around your knee have to be healthy too to prevent further knee issues from occurring and happening. And so your quadricep, your quads, your hamstring, your calf muscle, your Achilles tendon, even your feet can affect your knees. And so those are things that we're going to be addressing with you as a patient when you come into our office. And so I did want to share a testimony. It's an awesome testimony of someone named Lisa. Lisa came to the office. She was about 50 pounds overweight, and she had just horrible knees. It was one of those things where it was kind of a vicious circle, right, where she wanted to exercise, but she couldn't walk too long. Then she would get sad and depressed about that and then just be more sedentary. And then she would eat poorly and then gain more weight and then, you know, do the next resolution or the next weight loss program and the next fad and then try to lose weight again, but her knees kept hurting her. And so really what we found is that it was just holding her back. And this is what's interesting with Lisa and a lot of our patients I've noticed is that the knee pain is really not about the knee pain, right? Knee pain is about keeping you from doing what you want to do. And the knee pain is about you keeping you from being the person you believe you've been designed to be. And so Lisa felt that way. She said she couldn't be the grandmother that she wants to be. She couldn't get on the ground because she's scared she couldn't get up. Her kids wanted to travel with her as she got older, and she just couldn't travel with them because she's worried about how slow she'd be at the airport and didn't want to, you know, really slow down her children and her grandkids. And so you kind of just see this look on her face where she's just been through so much. And she's been to all these specialists, and they say, you know, more surgeries is the answer, more cortisone shots, take this anti-inflammatory medicine for the rest of your life. And she just really wasn't willing to deal with that anymore. And I said, Lisa, what is it now? I mean, you've been dealing with this for over 5 years or longer. Why now are you ready to change? And she said, you know, Dr. Nick, like I realize that my knee pain is not only affecting my life, it's affecting the people I love's life. And I'll explain it to me. She goes, well, I see the look on my kids' faces. They want to travel with me across the country, even across the world. My grandkids want me to walk with them on the beach, and I just can't. So now I'm ready to actually do something. When it's starting to impact everyone else, that's when I got to do something different. And sadly, for a lot of my patients, it takes that for them to take action. And so if you're listening now and you have kids or grandkids and or a spouse, even just a spouse, and you're not able to do the things you want to do with them, for them, then that means the knee pain that you have and or the symptom or sickness that you have, whatever it is impacting other people's lives. And it's hard to go to bed like that. It's hard to wake up like that. And my encouragement to you is that all bad things that happen to you or, you know, that you choose to do with your lifestyle go in one way, all right, the wrong way. But the good thing is everything you do positive is going to impact not only your life, but everyone's life around you. So there's still time. There's still hope. And listen, you need to change. We need to change. We need to get better. I get to the root cause of this. And so Lisa came in, as I said, we did a full exam of her spine, did a full exam of her lifestyle, and determined where she's having a lot of gut issues. That's why she couldn't lose the weight. She's having a lot of inflammatory problems from some of the treatments that she was getting in the medicine. So got her on good nutritional supplement protocol, started adjusting her spine, adjusting her feet, adjusting her knees, and doing the sound wave therapy to her knees. And listen, Lisa is doing awesome. It's been 3 months and she's about 75 to 85% better on a daily basis. But the biggest thing is that she's off medication. She's not getting cortisone shots anymore. She's lost 15 pounds. She's able to travel with her family. She's able to be there with her grandkids. And she goes, nothing's holding me back anymore. She goes, yeah, do I have some achiness sometimes in my knees from past traumas? Yes, but I would say my lifestyle is 100% better. And it's now affecting my kids in a positive way. And so, listen, if you're someone who's been struggling with knee issues or know someone who has, and you really want to get to the root cause of the problem, we have protocols and procedures that we can do with you in the office, things to do at home that are going to get you well. Okay, this is the catch. You got to pick up the phone and call to schedule a new patient appointment. That's the first step. New patient appointments are normally $150, but if you call in right now, it's only $60. So pick up the phone and call now. I'll answer the phone and I'll schedule you. The number to call is 314-323-7214. That's 314-323-7214. We'll be right back after the break. It's a living thing.
It's a terrible thing to lose. Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome everybody listening to the Maximizing Radio
Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm your host, also owner of Health From Within Family Chiropractic. Listen, I'm here to help you. I'm here to change your life. We've had so many people calling in over the break and literally getting scheduled in the office, getting their family scheduled, getting their spouse in the office. Today's been a great show. It's been a show about taboo, right? Now, the first topics we were talking about was ED for men and how erectile dysfunction can affect so many things, but there's actually causes of it, and there's things that we can teach you and how to do, and things that we offer in our office that helps you get you ready to go. So if you or someone you love know is struggling with low sex drive and or ED for women or for men, I'm sorry, then obviously call in right now, text in right now. We'll do a virtual consultation or an in-person consultation, whatever you prefer. And we'll get you what we need to get your things done at home and just get you back where you need to be. So the number to call and or text for ED, 314-323-7214. It's 314-323-7214. We also talked about women's libido or women's hormones and how they're affected by the things that we do in our culture or don't do. And we talked about resources for that, right? And what we do in our offices. And we're seeing results with libidos increasing and things you can do at home that are going to help. And listen, if you're a woman, you've been through menopause and or you're premenopausal and it's affecting your mood, anxiousness, depression, if you have crazy hot flashes, if you can't sleep at night, if you have a low libido and you want to increase the libido, there's things you can do naturally that helps with that. Once again, that number is 314-323-7214. We also talked about knee pain. Now, why is knee pain taboo? Knee pain is taboo because as a culture, we've accepted it. It's just okay to age. It's just okay to damage our knees. It's okay just to waddle around. It's okay to not be able to travel or not sit because you're knee pain. Listen, guys, we have to start to literally stop that excuse. Like, we got to stop having excuses for our lack of mobility or lack of healing. If you have knee pain, we have a solution for you. We know we can help without drugs or surgery. We do things in our office that are going to help with this. Teach you how to do things at home. And listen, it gets you where you need to be. You get to lose weight. You get to lose the inflammation in your joints and your knee pain starts to reduce. Who doesn't want that? Everyone wants that. Everyone wants that, right? So if you have knee, if you or someone you love has knee pain and you're really trying to avoid surgery, or maybe you've had surgery and it just didn't seem to work, and you don't want to do cortisone shots anymore, just not working for you. And it's just the doctors are saying, well, once your knees get bad enough, we'll do surgery. Like, if you want to do something to help with your knee pain, call right now. I will schedule you for a new patient appointment. The number is 314-323-7214. It's 314-323-7214. Listen, guys, this last topic is quote unquote taboo. I mean, it's the reason I call it taboo is because we've accepted it's just okay. We've accepted it's just okay. There's medications out there right now that people are taking to try to lose weight, and it's going to make them sicker. It's the Ozempic and the Mounjaro one. I don't even know if I'm saying that correctly, but those two things are not going to be good for you long term. Long term. Why? Because it damages your, Mounjaro, that's the right one. It damages your pancreas. People are now taking these for weight loss. Guys, weight loss is taboo. It's become a taboo topic. It didn't always be taboo. It's taboo now, though, because we're using Ozempic and Mounjaro for somebody who needs to be using this for diabetes issues, for life-saving care sometimes, and you're using it, and people, maybe not, hopefully no one on this show, but people are using it for weight loss. Guys, there's better ways to lose weight that's going to actually work and keep it off. We're not looking for that quick punch, that quick hit of, I'm going to inject this, lose weight, inject this, lose weight, inject this. What does that do for you? What does that actually do for you? You get into a dress, you get into a swimsuit, but what does it actually do for you? This is the answer. It makes you lighter. That's it. Damages your organs. You're taking now a medication to try to lose weight. You're not changing your lifestyle. And you're not going where you need to go. So this is taboo for me. It really is. Diabetes in general can be considered taboo, especially type 2 diabetes, because it's an indication that your pancreas is not able to keep up with the amount of lack of healthy lifestyle that you have. So foods, lack of exercise, stressors, those are the things that usually cause type 2 diabetes. Food choices, stressors, inability to move and or a stagnant lifestyle, right? And
what we also see is hormone disruption from the nervous system, right? This is what we see where chiropractic comes into play. We see where nutrition comes into play. We see where detoxing comes into play. We see where supplementation comes into play to try to get this weight off you, weight off of us and you, and how to bring your blood sugar into more balance. Do we see type 2 diabetes reverse? Yes, it happens. Does it take work and time? Yes. Did it take time and lack of work to get you to be a diabetic? Yes. Did it take time and a lack of effort to gain weight? Correct. Does it take less time to lose weight? Yes. But does it take time? Absolutely. Right? So weight loss and diabetes kind of get lumped in that same category, because if we're extremely overweight or obese and we're carrying that all that around, and we're not trying to lose that weight or reduce that blood sugar, that directly impacts your organs. It directly impacts your tissues. We have a program for diabetes, and we have a program for weight loss that if you're interested in this, listen, guys, this is something that obviously we want you to be a patient in our office. If you're not a patient in our office and you can't be, we have an online program to help reverse type 2 diabetes, help literally lose weight. So if you want this information and you want to see if we can help you and really get you plugged into what we're doing, obviously we schedule consultations. We can do a virtual consultation, or you can come to the office's new patient appointment to see exactly what's going on, right? So we see what your spine looks like, obviously see what kind of health history you have, and develop a game plan going forward of how do we reduce and or stop the bleeding per se with type 2 diabetes, bring down your A1C levels over time, help you lose the weight you want to lose. Guys, I don't understand why more people aren't doing something different. This is me talking to the taboo topic. It's time to stop losing quick fixes to try to lose weight. You'll never lose weight with a quick fix. It takes time. It takes effort. And it takes a team. And that's what we want to do. We want to be your team. I want to be your team to help you, right? I'm going to be your doctor to help you along the way of this weight loss journey that you want to take, and also the type 2 diabetes reversing that. Those are going to go hand in hand. Right, hand in hand. And even if you can't reverse diabetes, maybe it's too far gone. Listen, you can still improve it. You can still improve your blood sugar, which is going to improve your mood. It's going to improve your energy levels. It's going to improve your sleep patterns. And if you can lose 10, 20 pounds on the side effect of that, why not do it? Why not do it? So if you're struggling with weight loss and or diabetes, and you just want to see what's the next step for you, like what can we do to help you, I would suggest calling right now. When you call, we'll set up a consultation. Normally it's $150, but if you call in right now for the consultation and exam, it's only $60. So call in right now if you're trying to lose weight, if you have type 2 diabetes, you want to do something different, whether it's for you or a loved one. I don't know what you had to lose. So pick up the phone right now and call 314-323-7214. It's 314-323-7214. And I tell you about one of our patients. His name's Adam. Adam is a construction worker, and he was overweight, and he knew it. He was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes around 40. He came in around 50 years old. Heard us on the radio show. His wife called, and she's like, "You got to help my husband." He's in the background saying, "No, I don't want to go. I don't want to go." Sound like a little kid, actually. We laugh about it to this day. But he finally comes in the office, and he goes, "Dr. Nick, my wife wants me to be here. She thinks my health is getting worse." And I go, "Well, what do you think?" And he said, "My A1C keeps going up. I keep gaining weight every year. My knee's starting to hurt. I'm more tired after work. And I just am not living my life fully." I go, "Have you told your wife all those things?" He goes, "No." I go, "Why?" He goes, she'll know what's wrong with me, right? And so, let's pause there for a second. Like, a lot of times that's happening right now. If you're listening to the show right now, some of you are looking at each other, or some of you are going to call and that's going to happen, or you're driving maybe right now, or you're having coffee. You're like, "Oh my gosh, I think they're talking to us," right? And just so you know, we can laugh about it because it's true. Okay. It's actually true. And what's amazing is when both couples or even an individual, when you're laughing about your health issue, listen, not laughing it off, but laughing, saying, "What the heck am I doing? Let's do something different." I go, so Adam, if you keep going down this road, I mean, you're only 50 years old. If you keep going on this road, where do you see yourself? Do you see it getting better, or do you see it getting worse?" And he goes, it's getting worse." I go, "Do you want to do something to stop it?" He goes, "Yeah, I hate doctors. I don't like going to medical doctors. I hate injections. I hate all that junk." He goes, "I'm sick of the medical system. And my wife just keeps telling me to go to the doctor." And I go, "Well, just newsflash, we're not your typical doctor. We're a little different, right? And so we're completely different, actually. We're going to give you solutions behind what's going on, how to get you well, and really get to the root cause. And Adam, do you want that? He goes, I do want that. I go, are you willing to put in the work? And he said, I think so. I go, okay, Adam, there's three types of patients. One, people that are fully committed and they want to see results. They're going to do everything they can. They're self-motivated. Okay, that's one. Two is that people that want to see results, they're willing to put the work in, but they require a little bit more motivation, more a little bit more inspiration, more of like us on their butt type of thing, right? And three is people just that don't want to get better. That just, you know, they're wasting their time, they're wasting our time, they're wasting their resources, they're just kind of going through the motions, they're just not getting well. You know, in my thing, I go, Adam, which one out of those three is you? He goes, probably, honestly, I probably need two. I go, that's probably why you're still happily married, right? Is that your wife is motivating you, inspiring you to do things you should be doing, right? And he starts laughing. He goes, yeah, you're right. You're right, Dr. Nick. So what's awesome is Adam started care, started getting his spine adjusted, starting really doing the at-home rehab that we teach, the at-home weight loss, nutritional components, and the diabetes, type 2 diabetes reversal program. And what's awesome is this, is Adam now lost 20 pounds. He has the most energy in the house, more than his wife. She goes, I don't know what you did to him, but you gave him too much energy. Can you do something different now? He's always wanted to go do something. She's like, now I got to keep up with him. I used to drag him places. Now he's dragging me places. Well, guess what? She's now a patient and she's catching up finally. His A1C dropped by 3 points, which is insane. And his endocrinologist says, I don't know what you're doing, but you just got to keep doing it. Keep going. Because I believe, this is not my voice, this is the endocrinologist saying, I believe if you keep going down this path of this healthy lifestyle that you're living and your knee pain is gone, your inflammation is down, like just everything on your charts is no longer there. Your A1C is dropping. The doctor said, I believe that you're able to reduce and or potentially remove the diabetes medication that you're taking. And the doctor goes, that's what I want for you. That's what I want for you. And so I can't tell you how happy Adam is that his wife nagged him to come in, that his wife called him on the radio show, that his wife got him in. And so if you're listening right now and maybe you have weight loss issues, diabetes issues, and you just, or any of the issues we talked about on the show today, you say, how do I schedule a new patient appointment or a new patient consultation virtually or in person? Then the first step is by calling in. Normally for a consultation and new patient appointment, it's $150. But if you call in right now, it's only $60. We will schedule that appointment when you call. And we'll take a $60 payment over the phone. That when you come in, there's no additional cost whatsoever. Number to call right now to schedule a new patient appointment and or new patient consultation is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. Appreciate you guys. Hope you have a blessed week and tune in next time. It's a living thing.
It's a terrible thing to lose. You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Right back after the break.
It's a living thing. It's a terrible thing to lose.
Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody, listening to the Maximizing Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm your host. I'm also the owner of Health From Within Family Chiropractic. Listen, I'm here to help you. I'm here to change your life. We've had so many people calling in over the break and literally getting scheduled in the office, getting their family scheduled, getting their spouse in the office. Today's been a great show. It's been a show about taboo, right? Now, the first topics we were talking about was ED for men and how erectile dysfunction can affect so many things, but there's actually causes of it, and there's things that we can teach you and how to do, and things that we offer in our office that helps you get you ready to go. So if you or someone you love know is struggling with sex, low sex drive and or ED for women or for men, I'm sorry, then obviously call in right now, text in right now. We'll do a virtual consultation or an in-person consultation, whatever you prefer. And we'll get you what we need to get your things done at home and just get you back where you need to be. So the number to call and or text for ED, 314-323-7214. It's 314-323-7214. We also talked about women's libido or women's hormones and how they're affected by the things that we do in our culture or don't do. And we talked about resources for that, right? And what we do in our offices. And we're seeing results with libidos increasing and things you can do at home that are going to help. And listen, if you're a woman, you've been through menopause and or you're premenopausal and it's affecting your mood, anxiousness, depression, if you have crazy hot flashes, if you can't sleep at night, if you have a low libido and you want to increase the libido, there's things you can do naturally that helps with that. Once again, that number is 314-323-7214. We also talked about knee pain. Now, why is knee pain taboo? Knee pain is taboo because as a culture, we've accepted it. It's just okay to age. It's just okay to damage our knees. It's okay just to waddle around. It's okay to not be able to travel or not sit because you're knee pain. Listen, guys, we have to start to literally stop that excuse. We got to stop having excuses for our lack of mobility or lack of healing. If you have knee pain, we have a solution for you. We know we can help with that drugs or surgery. We do things in our office that are going to help with this. Teach you how to do things at home. And listen, it gets you where you need to be. You get to lose weight. You get to lose the inflammation in your joints and your knee pain starts to reduce. Who doesn't want that? Everyone wants that. Everyone wants that, right? So if you have knee, if you or someone you love has knee pain and you're really trying to avoid surgery, or maybe you've had surgery and just didn't seem to work, and you don't want to do cortisone shots anymore, it's just not working for you. And it's just the doctors are saying, well, once your knees get bad enough, we'll do surgery. If you want to do something to help with your knee pain, call right now. I will schedule you for a new patient appointment. The number is 314-323-7214. It's 314-323-7214. Listen, guys, this last topic is quote unquote taboo. I mean, it's the reason I call it taboo is because we've accepted it's just okay. We've accepted it's just okay. There's medications out there right now that people are taking to try to lose weight, and it's going to make them sicker. It's the Ozempic and the Mounjaro one. I don't even know if I'm saying that correctly, but those two things are not going to be good for you long term. Long term. Why? Because it damages your, Mounjaro, that's the right one. It damages your pancreas. People are now taking these for weight loss. Guys, weight loss is taboo. It's become a taboo topic. It didn't always be taboo. It's taboo now, though, because we're using Ozempic and Mounjaro for somebody who's designed, who needs to be using this for diabetes issues, for life-saving care sometimes, and you're using it, and people, maybe not, hopefully no one on this show, but people are using it for weight loss. Guys, there's better ways to lose weight that's going to actually work and keep it off. We're not looking for that quick punch, that quick hit of, oh, I'm going to inject this, lose weight, inject this, lose weight, inject this. What does that do for you? What does that actually do for you? You get into a dress, you get into a swimsuit, but what does it actually do for you? This is the answer. It makes you lighter. That's it. Damages your organs. You're taking now a medication to try to lose weight. You're not changing your lifestyle. And you're not going where you need to go. So this is taboo for me. It really is. Diabetes in general can be considered taboo, especially type 2 diabetes, because it's an indication that your pancreas is not able to keep up with the amount of lack of healthy lifestyle that you have. So foods, lack of exercise, stressors, those are the things that usually cause type 2 diabetes. Food choices, stressors, inability to move and or, a stagnant lifestyle, right? And what we also see is hormone disruption from the nervous system, right? This is what we see where chiropractic comes into play. We see where nutrition comes into play. We see where detoxing comes into play. We see where supplementation comes into play to try to get this weight off you, weight off of us and you, and how to bring your blood sugar into more balance. Do we see type 2 diabetes reverse? Yes. It happens. Does it take work and time? Yes. Did it take time and lack of work to get you to be a diabetic? Yes. Did it take time and a lack of effort to gain weight? Correct. Does it take less time to lose weight? Yes. But does it take time? Absolutely, right? So weight loss and diabetes kind of get lumped in that same category, because if we're extremely overweight or obese and we're carrying all that around, and we're not trying to lose that weight or reduce that blood sugar, that directly impacts your organs. It directly impacts your tissues. We have a program for diabetes, and we have a program for weight loss that if you're interested in this, listen, guys, this is something that obviously we want you to be a patient in our office. If you're not a patient in our office and you can't be, we have an online program to help reverse type 2 diabetes, help literally lose weight. So if you want this information and you want to see if we can help you and really get you plugged into what we're doing, obviously we schedule consultations. We can do a virtual consultation, or you can come to the office as a new patient appointment to see exactly what's going on, right? So we see what your spine looks like, obviously see what kind of health history you have, and develop a game plan going forward of how do we reduce and or stop the bleeding per se with type 2 diabetes, bring down your A1C levels over time, help you lose the weight you want to lose. Guys, I don't understand why more people aren't doing something different. This is me talking to the taboo topic. It's time to stop losing quick fixes to try to lose weight. You'll never lose weight with a quick fix. It takes time, it takes effort, and it takes a team. And that's what we want to do. We want to be your team. I want to be your team to help you, right? I'm going to be your doctor to help you along the way of this weight loss journey that you want to take, and also the type 2 diabetes reversing that. Those are going to go hand in hand, right? Hand in hand. And even if you can't reverse diabetes, maybe it's too far gone. Listen, you can still improve it. You can still improve your blood sugar, which is going to improve your mood. It's going to improve your energy levels. It's going to improve your sleep patterns. And if you can lose 10, 20 pounds on the side effect of that, why not do it? Why not do it? So if you're struggling with weight loss and or diabetes and you just want to see what's the next step for you, like what can we do to help you, I would suggest calling right now. When you call, we'll set up a consultation. Normally it's $150, but if you call in right now for the consultation exam, it's only $60. So call in right now if you're trying to lose weight, if you have type 2 diabetes, you want to do something different, whether it's for you or a loved one, I don't know what you have to lose. So pick up the phone right now and call 314-323-7214. It's 314-323-7214. And I tell you about one of our patients. His name's Adam. Adam is a construction worker, and he was overweight, and he knew it. He was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes around 40. He came in around 50 years old. Heard us on the radio show. His wife called. And she's like, you got to help my husband. He's in the background saying, no, I don't want to go. I don't want to go. Sound like a little kid, actually. We laugh about it to this day. But he finally comes in the office and he goes, Dr. Nick, my wife wants me to be here. She thinks my health is getting worse. And I go, well, what do you think? And he said, my A1C keeps going up. I keep gaining weight every year. My knee's starting to hurt. I'm more tired after work. I'm not living my life fully. I go, have you told your wife all those things? He goes, no. I go, why? He goes, she'll know what's wrong with me. Right. Let's pause there for a second. Like a lot of times that's happening right now. If you're listening to the show right now, some of you are looking at each other, or some of you are going to call and that's going to happen, or you're driving maybe right now, or you're having coffee, you're like, oh my gosh, I think they're talking to us, right? And just so you know, we can laugh about it because it's true, okay? It's actually true. And what's amazing is when both couples, or even an individual, when you're laughing about your health issue, listen, not laughing it off, but laughing, saying, what the heck am I doing? Let's do something different. I go, so Adam, if you keep going down this road, I mean, you're only 50 years old. If you keep going down this road, where do you see yourself? Do you see it getting better, or do you see it getting worse? And he goes, it's getting worse. I go, do you want to do something to stop it? He goes, yeah, I hate doctors. I don't like going to medical doctors. I hate injections. I hate all that junk. He goes, I'm sick of the medical system. And my wife just keeps telling me to go to the doctor. And I go, well, just newsflash, we're not your typical doctor. We're a little different, right? And so we're completely different, actually. We're going to give you solutions behind what's going on, how to get you well, and really get to the root cause. And Adam, do you want that? He goes, I do want that. I go, are you willing to put in the work? And he said, I think so. I go, okay, Adam, there's three types of patients. One, people that are fully committed and they want to see results. They're going to do everything they can. They're self-motivated. Okay, that's one. Two is that people that want to see results, they're willing to put the work in, but they require a little bit more motivation, more a little bit more inspiration, more of like us on their butt type of thing, right? And three is people just that don't want to get better. That just, you know, they're wasting their time, they're wasting our time, they're wasting their resources, they're just kind of going through the motions, they're just not getting well. You know, and my thing, I go, Adam, which one out of those three is you? He goes, probably, honestly, I probably need two. I go, that's probably why you're still happily married, right? Is that your wife is motivating you, inspiring you to do things you should be doing, right? And he starts laughing. He goes, yeah, you're right. You're right, Dr. Nick. So what's awesome is Adam started care, started getting his spine adjusted, starting really doing the at-home rehab that we teach, the at-home weight loss, nutritional components, and the diabetes, type 2 diabetes reversal program. And what's awesome is this, is Adam now lost 20 pounds. He has the most energy in the house, more than his wife. She goes, I don't know what you did to him, but you gave him too much energy. Can you do something different now? He's always wanted to go do something. She's like, now I got to keep up with him. I used to drag him places. Now he's dragging me places. Well, guess what? She's now a patient and she's catching up finally. His A1C dropped by 3 points, which is insane. And his endocrinologist says, I don't know what you're doing, but you just got to keep doing it. Keep going. Because I believe, this is not my voice, this is the endocrinologist saying, I believe if you keep going down this path of this healthy lifestyle that you're living and your knee pain is gone, your inflammation is down, like just everything on your charts is no longer there. Your A1C is dropping. The doctor said, I believe that you're able to reduce and or potentially remove the diabetes medication that you're taking. And the doctor goes, that's what I want for you. That's what I want for you. And so I can't tell you how happy Adam is that his wife nagged him to come in, that his wife called him on the radio show, that his wife got him in. And so if you're listening right now and maybe you have weight loss issues, diabetes issues, and you just, or any of the issues we talked about on the show today, you say, how do I schedule a new patient appointment or a new patient consultation virtually or in person? Then the first step is by calling in. Normally for a consultation and new patient appointment, it's $150. But if you call in right now, it's only $60. We will schedule that appointment when you call. And we'll take a $60 payment over the phone. That way when you come in, there's no additional cost whatsoever. Number to call right now to schedule a new patient appointment and or new patient consultation is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. Appreciate you guys. Hope you have a blessed week and tune in next time. It's a living thing.
It's a terrible thing to lose. Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
What if the thing you're listening to right now never got interrupted? What if it could play uninterrupted from room to room on Sonos? What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? What if you really like how it feels and you become a Sonos person who can't stop saying to their friends, what if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? Because it's not magic, but it's not not magic.